Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I just saw where Billy Joel canceled his tour, including the Pittsburgh show, due to a health issue. I hope everything okay with him. He is an absolute legend. And I've seen him in concert before at the old Civic Arena. I've told the story many times to limits, to the point where he's bored, but I went on a blind date that night. Her name was Kathy. And she didn't like me. I understand. Or at least I understood then. Is Bob Walk there yet, limits?
No, it doesn't ring. It just goes right to voicemail.
Everybody's rejecting me. Kathy from the blind date, Bob Walk, you, Donnie Chedrick. All right, then let's listen to Ben Charrington, shall we? Let's go back to the Skeens topic. That's what I'd like to do. Ben Charrington, a man of many, 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 many words, didn't have many at all when he was asked yesterday about the possibility of trading Paul Skeens. He just shut it down, said, no, that's not part of basically any conversation we're having. I've sort of changed my tune on this week. I do not think of their own volition, like 100% know that the Pirates would trade him. But when I look at the return that the Nationals got for Juan Soto, my God, they got two all-star position players and a possible ace pitcher. That would get me to change my thinking. Anyway, Bob is on the line.
He's ready to go.
Not just any line, the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net, and you can communicate with City Limits on the fan text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bob Walk, how are you today, sir?
Good, Joe. How you doing?
Doing very well, and I have a new favorite Pirate. And his name is Spencer Horwitz. I love the at-bats. I love the swing. I love the pounding of the chest, a little bit of swagger after the home run. I think he has a chance to be pretty good. I especially just love, you know, the quality of his at-bats and that nice left-handed swing, Bob. And why are left-handed swings always so prettier than right-handed swings? Have you ever figured that out?
No, not really. It might have. I think right-handed swings would be prettier if we had to run the third instead of first. Mm. I think it has something to do with which way you're going at the end of those swings. And I don't know why I think that, but that's the only reason that there physically should be a difference is, you know, you're moving in a different direction. But you're right. As far as Horwitz is concerned, I think you hit the nail on the head. Everything you said is the way I feel. You know, he really looks good up at the plate. One of those guys give you the, you know, the quote unquote professional at bat. You know, when we need a ball, you know, put in play, let's say a man at third and one out, something like that, I want him at the plate. I think he's got a good idea of the strike zone. I think he's going to make solid contact. Got a home run from him last night, a pretty long home run. I don't think we're going to get a ton of power from him, but in our ballpark, I think, especially in all our ballpark, his swing will play pretty good, and he will hit some home runs for us. I don't think he's just going to be a singles hitter by any stretch of the imagination. And I was kind of curious about what kind of first baseman he would be over there. The last time I saw somebody over there that I thought was a real plus for us was Santana, and I think that Horowitz is right there with him as far as what he can do on defense.
Yeah.
I love the double play he started the other night. So yeah, I'm with you. I'm glad he's not hurt now, and we can see him with our own eyes. And I like what we see. I wish we would have had him all year. Now after watching him play, I think we'd be in a better situation than we are now. Maybe not a great situation, but it would have been better.
Yeah, I'm definitely intrigued by the early returns. Meanwhile, Bob, I wanted to see Henry Davis play yesterday. He had such a good game the night before, but it's tough, I know, because Kutch is not going to play a position, the DH. I feel like Bart's been struggling a little bit in the month of May. I just wanted to see them capitalize on a good night for Henry Davis. How are you feeling about Davis these days? Do you see a little bit more hope that he can stick around and eventually hit?
Well, the thing that we were led to believe was his weakness was his defense, and his defense is certainly not a weakness, especially when it comes to the blocking of the pitches and throwing out runners. I mean, he's as good as we've had in quite a while. I mean, he's excellent at that. He hasn't hit really since he's been here. I mean, he's if you look at the 3 years, put them together, there's quite a few at-bats right there. I know this year he's only got, 40, 50 at-bats, but before that, he was getting some run out there pretty regularly, and really we haven't ever seen any offense from him. So I think that's what's left to prove. If he proves that he can hit even just a little bit because of the catcher position being a position where you normally don't see a lot of offense, then I think that he's going to have a nice, long, successful career in the big leagues because his catching abilities look absolutely fine to me, if not better than average. Calling a game and all that sort of thing, that to me is kind of an opinion. Some people will have a good opinion of that, some people not. Apparently Skeens likes it a lot because he's become Skeens' personal catcher. And the other thing that you used to hear all the time, which I didn't really care much for, was the pitch framing stuff. Well, that's becoming less and less important because we're getting closer and closer to the computer calling balls and strikes. So I'm not worried about that either. So I want to see some offense from him. I'm going to disagree with you in a little bit as far as how much I want to see him playing. He's playing every fifth game for sure because he's catching Skeens, and he's been mixing in a game somewhere in between there. So right now he's catching two or three games out of 10. I think that's probably about where he needs to be unless he starts hitting a little bit better, which maybe he is starting to. The last week or so it looks a little bit better. The other night the night you're talking about, he finally got a base hit on something that wasn't a fastball, which is a step forward. That was something good to see. And it came in a moment. I believe it even drove in a big run for us. So, I'm seeing some progress. And as long as the progress is there, well, then, I agree. I think he needs to be back behind the plate a little bit more because he has certainly apparently come a long ways with his catching because defensively he's at least just fine back there. I got no problem with that. But also, what are you going to do with Indy? Indy's been on rehab for 10 days now. He's going to be back soon.
Good question.
So, what are you going to do with him? You're going to option him out? But you can't put him at first anymore. We've already covered that. So, there's going to be some questions that come up. And, the DH, I don't think, is the answer. When you have catchers, you really don't like DHing the other catcher very often, for the same reason back in the old days, the catcher would be one of your last pinch hitters you would use. Because, you know, if you're DH in a catcher and then now he has to go behind the plate, now your pitchers are hitting. So that's not a, you do that every now and then, but that's not an ideal situation.
Yeah. It seems like there isn't an ideal situation right now.
No, there isn't right now. Not at all.
Bob Walk.
You know, and there's some bigger questions, too, that need to be answered before you can really say, you know, how much playing time does this guy get or that guy get? You know, you look at the team as a whole. Do you still think we have a shot at the playoffs? If not, then you're thinking about, okay, who's going to be with us next year? Who's not going to be with us next year? Who do we not know if they're going to be with us next year? Maybe we need to see more of this guy to make that decision. You know, it's easy when all you're trying to do is win every night that, you know, you put the guys out there that think it gives you the best chance. But if you start thinking about next year and, you know, who's going to be around and who's not, then that enters into your lineup every night, right?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yes,
absolutely. Yes, it's 1:21 right now. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Bob Walk on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. And Limits, I wouldn't even dream of leaving you out of this conversation, please.
I appreciate it. Question about the construction of the left side of the infield, Bob. Your thoughts on Ke Bryan Hayes and his development, or maybe lack thereof, offensively right now? And what do you make as IKF overall as a player?
I like IKF a lot, to be honest with you. I think he's a good baseball player, period. And, you know, maybe he's not the shortstop that that maybe you want out there. He doesn't really have that super arm strength, but he's got a great quick release, and normally he's pretty accurate with his throws, so he's kind of, you know, making up for maybe a lack of the, you know, left side arm strength. But he's a good glove guy, and you know, he's kind of a lot like Horowitz when he's at the plate. He's going to make some solid contact most of the time, and you know, if there's a runner at third base or a runner at second base, you know, I think we got a shot at getting that guy home. So you know, IKF has been doing very good. I've been disappointed in Hayes's progress as an offensive player. You know, if he was a middle infielder, then maybe you'd say, oh, you got the good glove there, you know. And but being a third baseman, you know, the corner, you want to see more offensively. And he just has never gotten in a consistent, you know, mold of hitting a knocking in a lot of RBIs or getting home runs, you know, something you want from that third baseman. It just hasn't been there. It's been there for, you know, you go look back through his short career here, and you know, it's getting longer now, though. It's getting to the point to where I think you're starting to say, well, he's going to be what he is, you know, good or bad. But there's only been a few times in his career so far you look and say, wow, that he is, you know, hammering the ball, and he's going to be a help in the run production, a middle of the lineup guy. But in the long run, he hasn't been that type of hitter. And, you know, I'm not sure at this point if he's really going to develop into that. Is he just kind of more of a middle of the infield bat?
Bob, I'll leave you with this. Have you had a chance to sit down and talk with Skeens at all, gotten to know him a little bit, or no?
No, not really. Just, you know, I've talked with him a little bit, you know, say hi, stuff like that. It was weird because this second time I've been asked that question in the last few days. Mike Schmidt, one of my old ex-teammates, he is an announcer for the Phillies on Sundays at home. And he came in and he wanted to know, you know, about Skeens and stuff. And I said, no, other than the, you know, just say hi. The only question I've ever asked him is about his hitting. I was curious what kind of hitter he was, you know, in college and in high school and stuff. But I kind of finished it with him, and I'll finish it with you the same way. What the heck am I going to tell Skeens about pitching? You know, I mean, he can teach me something. He's in another world. He's a generational talent, and you know, for my money, you just leave him alone and let him go. Because he figures things out on his own. You know, way before you could ever tell him what to do. He's super bright. He knows all about pitching. I think that he's learning on, you know, about the velocity and when he needs to use it and when he doesn't need to use it and when to try and be, you know, more efficient and protect his pitch count so he can go deeper in games. I mean, he's just making so much progress for a guy that, you know, hasn't been in a big league even for a full year yet. It's amazing. He is the man.
What'd he tell you about his hitting?
He could hit. Well, he's also very humble. He didn't say it like I just did. He goes, well, when they let me hit, he goes, I always thought I was a pretty good hitter. So that's kind of where he left it.
Does he want to hit here? Did he get the sense he'd like a couple cracks at major league pitching?
Yeah, I kind of got that sense that he wouldn't mind someday going up there and seeing you know, what he could do. Everybody wants to do that. I always thought, too, that, you know, talking to regular players, every one of them always wanted to, you know, I think I could go out there for an inning and get guys out. And I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever you say. It's just like the pitchers talking about how good they could hit.
Right. Well, Bob, we appreciate the time. It'll be interesting to watch Skeens again. It's always an event. Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be a should be an interesting pitching matchup. Yeah, they got Peralta going, and you might want to, you know, you get to the game a little early because it might be a fast one. the last one Skeens pitched when they had like an hour and 58 minutes or something like that.
Those are the best kind for me.
Yeah, it could be like that again with the pitching matchup we got tonight. So I'll see you guys later.
See you, Bob.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
What a nice man he is, huh, Limits? They don't get much nicer, in my humble opinion, do they?
Not at all, and Bob stuck around to say goodbye.
See what I mean? As I was saying how nice he was, he proved it again. Most water rescues in our area are serviced by local volunteer fire departments. A rescue boat can cost over $50,000. That's why we're hosting the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, to raise funds for volunteers who serve our community. Donate now at 937thefan.com, presented by Living Treasures Animal Park, Southside Plumbing and Heating, and Piata.
Oh, and Joe.
Yes?
We never gave away some tickets for the listeners today.
Why don't you take us through that, Limit?
Let's do it.
Because I think you're better at that.
I don't know about that. But you can call now to win two tickets to see The Beach Boys featuring Mike Love on May 30th. It's at Timber Rock Amphitheater. Two tickets to see the Beach Boys featuring Mike Love. Caller number...
Three.
To your dear friend, City Limits. Wins the tickets at 412-928-9370.
Do you wish you had been born in another era, Limits? Like maybe you would have been...
What era?
I don't know, a hippie. You would have been Limits the hippie and gone to Woodstock, maybe the 60s?
I don't know if I would have
smoked
been a good
a lot
hippie.
Of pot, maybe tripped on acid and went to concerts.
Oh, would I have had a Doc Ellis game on the mound?
Maybe. Oh my God. Speaking of that, a little birdie just told me that you were traded in the Baldwin Wiffle Ball League.
No, entirely
false. Is that
false.
True?
Ben Tenuta has no idea what he's talking about. He saw that...
Did you pitch a game on acid?
No. Ben Tenuta saw the Instagram post for Baldwin Wiffle Ball that was made. It was me doing an interview after one of our weeks this last week.
Wait a second.
And he saw
an
me wearing...
interview with who? For Baldwin
Somebody
Wiffle
was interviewing
Ball?
Me, yeah.
Just for
we,
ball?
Yeah, our buddies, we just do it.
Oh.
One teammate will interview somebody else.
Right.
We'll put it on our Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
He thought that I was traded in my own league.
That's what he told
that
me.
That I run, that I'm the captain of
yes,
my same team
that's
for
what
6 years.
He told me.
Well, he texted me this last night, and I was like, no, you're entirely wrong, because he saw a picture of us that we played in a national tournament wearing different shirts.
Hmm. Do you have any big trips coming up?
We're going to Vermont in August for that tournament that we went to last year, the Vermont Summer
All
Classic.
All right, now this time,
diabetes.
I know, for what?
Benefiting type 1 diabetes. We're raising money
That's fantastic.
To support those with type 1 diabetes.
And I know I told you this last year, but I've been meaning to get to that part of the country to play golf. Vermont's
yes.
close to Maine, yes? Limits?
Yeah, Vermont is close to Maine.
So I'm going to go there and play golf, and then I'll come over to your wiffle ball thing and maybe sing an anthem. You like that?
I think that's a great idea, Joe, and I appreciate that.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, little limits, you're shrinking by the day. Your all-time favorite pirate is a man named Jason Bay. Sometimes by the end of the week, Limits, there's just nothing left. Sorry I said you were shrinking.
Yeah, I don't think I'm getting any smaller.
That would be impossible.
Well, no. I think older people, when they get older, well, and that's kind of redundant, don't they shrink?
Yeah.
I've been told
that. I mean, I'm shrinking in some ways.
I don't know. Are you? But there's like no reason. 6'1" at one point. Now you're 6 foot.
I might be. There's no reason for you to be shrinking. You should be expanding at this point.
Expanding.
Yeah, you're only weigh 135. What are you?
145. And yeah. I don't want to add like weight on my gut. If I added muscle, that would be great.
Yeah. You have any homers in your wiffle ball season so far?
Yeah, I actually hit 3 last week.
Over fences?
Well, the way that we set it up, because we don't have like actual fences, but we do have like a setup with cones and everything that distinguishes what the fence
that's
is
horrible.
And everything.
They used to do that in softball. Spend $10 and get a mesh fence.
$10? Yeah. Do you want me to rip the field apart completely?
You can put it in with stakes. It's no different than cones.
We are very fortunate where we play and everything. And I actually got to talk to 2 people in the local youth baseball organization that were there. 2 dads of a team that was playing came over and were like, "Your limits." I told you, I met Wiffle Ball Jim. He texts in all the time, and I got to meet him on Sunday. It was great to meet him.
So bottom line here, do we believe Aaron Rodgers was in town today, as Brett the cleaning guy told us? Said he saw him in a hotel in the Strip District, and then we've gotten word, we found out which hotel he thought it was, yeah. And we heard from people who said, not
yes,
there. We don't have to name any names here, but you're the savvy young news hound, I'm the savvy old news hound. I'm not believing it now.
I feel like our poor guy Brett might have seen someone else. And then a worker at the hotel that maybe was just trying to fool somebody was like, "Yeah, man, yeah, that was actually him. Ha ha, we got him on the way out."
Might have been.
So I'm skeptical.
Yeah, I'm highly skeptical.
I am not skeptical of our caller Brent. I'm more so skeptical of what Brent might have saw and if his eyes were deceiving him, maybe. I don't know.
All right, I'm going to say no for now. Well, when is this guy going to arrive and sign here? In time for mandatory minicamp, I think he should. I'm not going to make a big deal of it, but I think he should be here, actually, for OTAs.
Oh, yeah, he should.
I mean, it's a new team, a new system, new terminology, new personnel. I'm glad that he played a game of catch with DK Metcalf one day.
Yeah, like,
but this isn't New York. He doesn't get to run his own offense with his own terminology, his own hand-picked coordinator, and his own hand-picked guys.
Remember when Ray Kinsella played catch with his dad on Field of Dreams?
Who?
Ray Kinsella.
Yeah, I cried.
On Field of Dreams. I did too.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. You got a candidate today?
I do. The Browns mayor, or the Cleveland mayor, for the situation where there are better priorities, higher priorities right now than the Cleveland Browns in the stadium situation. He's the biggest loser for all the heat that he's been taking.
Man, he must be getting killed in Cleveland. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And it's going to be a little gloomy today with a high of Devin Bush, 55.
Did you like that one, Devin Bush?
Yeah, was that you doing that writing?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I do like that. In the low 50s, probably for the Pirate game. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. So you got the rest of this series. The Brewers already won game 1. They put 8. Of course, the Pirates finally score 5, and the other team scores 8. That would have won like half of their recent, well, more than half of their recent games for about a month. But that's the way it goes. You finally score and they score more. What happens the rest of the series? Who wins the Peralta Skeens showdown limits?
I think the Pirates are going to win today against the Brewers. Paul Skeens will have another good performance and the bats will give Skeens just enough runs. Because if there's another performance where it's a 1-0 game or 2-1 and Skeens doesn't get any run support,
yeah,
I think that Pirate fans will lose their minds and Paul Skeens might lose his mind.
Ray Fittipaldo on with us earlier today was tremendous as always. He has his big stories going into OTAs, and the one guy that he sort of picks out individually is old Broderick Jones or young Broderick Jones, and how that's a gigantic issue for the Steelers. I'm not saying like issue in a negative sense, although it could be. It's a gigantic storyline. Do you trust that Broderick Jones is going to hold up on the left side limits?
Not entirely. No, like I think Let's not say that Broderick Jones was great in any regard at right. I also think that people were maybe a little bit too critical of his play at right tackle. Like, he wasn't very good, but he wasn't bona fide awful. He wasn't Kendrick Green out there. And his natural position is left. And I think that there were some good things that he showed. So I am hopeful for Broderick Jones. I'm a little bit optimistic. I'm not putting it to the bank, but I do think he can be good there.
Somebody under the story comments, Jones looked like he had his feet in cement and defenders went around him like a parked car. Now at left tackle, things may be worse. Hope not, he says. The offensive line coach should put him on Zoom workouts all offseason. Is that the answer, Limits? Zoom workouts?
Probably not.
Might be. It's better than no workouts, isn't it?
It is. It's going to be like Kyler Murray's requirement to watch film. Remember that? They were going to put that in his contract extension. You have to watch film for 4 hours.
Yeah, they did him dirty on that, getting that out in public, didn't they? I like Kyler Murray.
And
I
love the fact that
the Cardinals,
yeah,
I think.
Cardinals, yeah.
Chris Curd, our friend from Flag Football, former Pitt receiver, he chose Kyler Murray in our fantasy draft of Flag Football Olympic players yesterday, Limits. Kyler Murray would be incredible in Flag Football. Did you know that you can't do a stiff arm or swat somebody's arm away when they want to grab the flag?
I did not know that, because I feel like we have seen that in the flag football portion of the Pro Bowl.
Would you play hardball with TJ Watt and say you're going to play under your current contract, we'll see how it goes, and then talk turkey after the season? What do you think Watt would do in that situation?
I feel like the Steelers wouldn't want to risk losing TJ Watt. I feel like they would play off of optics a lot there.
Wouldn't he have to play to make his money and get a year ticking on his contract?
He would. To make his money, yeah. I mean, how much is still fully guaranteed for him?
I might like to see a little hardball there. Limits.
They played hardball the last time. It was a hold in, but it seemed like it wasn't going to get done until the final couple of days.
Nah, that wasn't hardball. It was softball. Hardball would be, yeah, we're not negotiating anymore. We're going to have you play the final year. We don't know what direction the franchise is going after this year, and we just want to see what happens. You'd be fine. I think he would not be fine with that.
No, he would not. He'd be very angry.
When are we going to see Bubba Chandler? Ben Cherington talked about it for an hour and didn't say anything.
I think we're going to see Bubba Chandler probably in June.
When did we see Skeens last year?
May 11th. Muffin's birthday.
What? It was... Muffin's birthday?
Muffin's birthday. My dog Muffin's birthday, May 11th.
So you'll always associate Skeens' career with Muffin's birthday. How old was Muffin on that day?
Muffin would have been 13 on that birthday. Muffin is now 14.
Who named Muffin?
We all did, but my dad previously...
No, that's like saying everybody makes the Steelers draft pick. One guy or one person has to bring up the idea, and then one person has the right of last refusal. Who brought up the name Muffin and who endorsed it? Your mom and dad endorsed it, right?
Well, so my dad had a dog previously about 30 years ago named Muffin.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a little bit skeptical about naming another dog Muffin, but we all, me and my sisters, wanted to name Muffin Muffin, mm-hmm. and my dad signed off and said, okay.
What a beautiful story.
I know.
And I met Muffin.
We love Muffin. Muffin is the best dog in the world.
Not as good as Bailey.
Nope.
Maybe they're tied.
They're probably tied.
Just like Harry Callis would have been if my wife and I had voted for him in the race the other day.
What about your daughter? Could she have voted for Harry Callis? She's not. Is she eligible?
No. Do you have to be 18 to vote, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she can't
not
vote
eligible.
Yet. Not that she would have voted for Harry. I don't know which direction she would have gone. So how many more games do the Pirates win in this series, Limits?
One.
So Milwaukee takes 3 of 4?
Unfortunately.
How many times do we see Tommy Pham playing 3 more games in the series? He plays all 3?
2.
Adam Frazier?
He gets a day on Sunday to get off his feet.
All right. I think O'Neill Cruz is back on track. I think he took a little too much heat for 7 strikeouts and 8 at-bats. I actually think overall this guy looks better than he's looked in his career so far.
Well, I mean, 7 strikeouts and 8 at-bats was bad. Like, let's not sugarcoat it.
But he was coming back from a little time off with an injury. May still have been tweaked a little bit, as they say. I think O'Neill Cruz is off to good things this year. And I like Spencer Horwitz. Do you?
Yeah, I'm encouraged by what I've seen from Horwitz so far. Now, obviously, it's a small sample size, but he looks like a hitter that knows how to put barrel on the ball.
I'm having stomach problems again. I'm supposed to go out and play golf, and I hate that feeling. I really do, which is why I brought up the topic yesterday with Bob and Tyler Kennedy. We should invent a golf diaper limits. That would take away a lot of anxiety of golfers who are fearful of a blowout on the course. I mean, you're out there in the middle of a field somewhere, you know, hole number 15 where there's nowhere to go. You can't go back to the clubhouse. You can't go forward to the clubhouse. You're basically stuck in the middle of a cornfield, metaphorically speaking, and you're about to blow out like game one of the 86 NBA Finals.
Or the 73-9 Warriors.
Right. Would you pay for a golf diaper?
No, not me personally, but I feel like there would be maybe some people that did.
I think a lot. I think we could strike it rich.
Well, you put that out there for all the innovative people out there that make things.
Yeah.
That are more intelligent than us.
All right. Who wants us to do that? Somebody out there, you give us the blueprint for a golf diaper for people fearful of mid-round blowouts that they could go undetected. And they could just go on with their day. All right? The golf diaper. Put that in Google right now. Golf diaper. I bet you it's already been invented. Does anything come up at all, Limits?
No. I've not looked it up yet.
It shouldn't take that long. Google and golf diaper. Are you kidding me? Are you on AOL right now?
It's, well, the first thing that shows me is a golf bag that looks like a cake.
What?
It doesn't make any sense. When I look up golf diaper, I get a picture of a golf bag diaper cake.
Oh, well, this could lead us down a bad road, too.
Yeah, I don't think
Why don't we just end
there.
The week? But I think it's a great idea, and I hope you have a good weekend. Any wiffle ball this weekend?
Oh, yeah. We are playing in a different league. We have a team in a different league. We play on Saturday, and then Bob and Wiffle on Sunday. Will we finally get someone from the fan to throw out the first pitch?
Maybe, Bob. Good night, Limits.
Goodbye.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.